Section 1. One thing I have desired of the Lord. Psalm 27 contains some beautiful images today for us to meditate on. For instance, take verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Beautiful, isn't it? Or verse 4 says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Oh, the picture there, the imagery, the meaning. Beautiful. You take an hour, several hours today, and just meditate on that. Or verse 8. When thou saidst, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. However, one has to recall the context in which David is making these delightful statements in order to truly meditate on them in the proper perspective. David is making these statements in the midst of a tremendous struggle. Verse 2 reads, the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon to eat my flesh. Verse 3 says, though a host should encamp upon me, though war should rise against me. Verse 6 says, mine enemies round about me. Verse 10 says, my father and my mother forsake me. Troubles like this to the point of having to say, like in verse 13, where he says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You see, we like to think of the goodness of the Lord there in the eternal kingdom, right? That we know we'll see it there, but very few of us call upon it to present itself here and now in the land of the living. Our faith isn't as everyday and real as David's, apparently. It's to the point where he says in verse 9, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. You see, there's a part of us that wants to escape into the ethereal. You know, become a monk or a hermit. Get away, separate ourselves from all this. Just live the religious life and the ethereal life. Here and now. Become perhaps a full-time student of all that is grand up there in our ivory tower. Or possess a comfortable form of faith where grace and peace abound without the need of or occurrence of trouble. But that is not the life of a saint. That's only the life of a dreamer. The life of David and other Bible patriarchs and apostles is the living proof of that. You see, the enemy will always be the enemy. They do not disappear simply because we wish not to be troubled or we wish them to go away. My enemies are the enemies of my Lord, and he has plenty of enemies, violent enemies. Though I don't know why, as Scripture says, they have hated me without cause. The question isn't whether there will be enemies, it is whom will the saint revere? The enemy and the danger that they put you in and your family in? Or will they revere the Lord and what we know must be done, for he is commanded, and therefore it is right? Verse 1 says, the Lord is the light, is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? That Hebrew word there means revere. Whom shall I revere? The Lord is the light and my salvation. whom shall I revere? And then it continues, the Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? And that word afraid there in the Hebrew means startled. Who's going to startle me? If I'm revering the light of my and my salvation, the Lord, the strength of my life, how would I be startled? But look at us today, all that's going on. And every Christian you meet and talk about these modern issues with, they're just startled. Historically, the saints have often been seen in this awkward light, this startled light. No one wants to have enemies. Therefore, every effort was made not to be upsetting and confrontational to those that might rise against them. Take the Lutherans of Nazi Germany, for example, or the Orthodox of revolutionary Russia. One might think that the saints are the greatest challenge to the wicked, like Hitler or Lenin or Stalin. These wicked, however, saw us as exactly the opposite, as weak, as peace-seeking and ever-conforming, as useful idiots. History, time after time after time, proves them mostly correct. What is it that the modern saint reveres? Peace and everybody getting along? God and integrity and boldly standing out for the righteous the righteous and just cause? At times, there's a very thin dividing line between those two. And at other times, it seems there is a cavernous gap to the demands of this reverence. Which side of that gap are you going to be on? Yes, Psalm 27 contains some beautiful images for us to meditate on today. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Are you prepared for the challenge today in our modern culture of getting this Psalm 27 meditation right?